Yeah, that seems like such an interesting space for you to live in, like being like an individual, like person, a mother and a small business owner, like all of these things that are identified with you being like an individual citizen and then being a member of these committees. Like, what were some of the mental gymnastics that you went through trying to figure out like how to represent yourself as a representative and then as a person?
Yeah, it's just, I mean, you compartmentalize as much as you can, right? So when I put on my P&Z hat, I'm looking at what is my role as a planning and zoning commissioner? What have I been tasked to do? What is my city council rep who appointed me to this and people of Denton, counting on me to do? And really looking at those ordinances from that lens. And then all the other days of the week, being at home with my husband, talking about how do we protect our kids, how do we protect our community from just getting just trashed and turned into like an industrial waste hazard zone, so it was just compartmentalizing it. But I will say, I mean, like I said, it's been, I don't know, I'm sure I screwed some things up, but there weren't any other models for me to follow. And I didn't get sued by the oil and gas industry, and the city didn't get sued by anything I did or didn't do. They threatened a lawsuit over the ban, but that wasn't me individually that did that. So I think I did a pretty good job. And I will say, I mean, absolutely for the record, I did not disclose anything to my husband. And I know that that's hard for critics to believe, but I took that job really, really seriously. And I know my truth, and I never shared any of that information with him because it wasn't proper. As again, compartmentalizing your role, it wasn't proper as a planning and zoning commissioner to do that with, especially with the head of FRAC Free Denton. So, yeah.